Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about a big event happening Friday night and Saturday afternoon in Port Hope, Dave Coughlin. How are you, Dave?
Doing good today.
Good today. All right. Well, hey, coming up, I'm sure you're a busy man. The 13th annual Port Hope Modified and Antique Truck and Tractor Pull this Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Was this kind of your brainchild? Is this something you put together?
Actually, the 13th annual is the modified side of it. The antique tractor pull's been going on for about 30-some years, maybe even longer than that already.
Wow, all right. Yeah, there is a difference between the 2 days. So let's start with Friday night. That's kind of the night of the big engines, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's all power, smoke, noise, you name it. We've got good action going on there.
Yeah, well, tell us, it starts at 6:30 there in Port Hope. Give us a rundown. What are some of the different types of tractors and trucks we're going to see?
Well, what we're going to have is we're going to have V8 hot rods, which is just an old antique tractor for the most part with a V8 engine conversion put in them. So they're noise and speed. Super farm tractors, they make a lot of smoke and lots of good speed. We've got diesel pro stock pickups and diesel pro stock tractors, and they make a lot of smoke and noise also. Yeah. Lots of good speed. We got regular four-wheel drive pickups that are off the street. They call them pro stockers. So it's almost as good as the guys that drive them every day.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we got modified tractors, which are alcohol injection, blown motors. Some of those vehicles have two motors on them, even.
Wow. Man, oh,
good
man.
Power.
Yeah, no
it's
doubt about
show.
It sounds like it. Now, that's at 6:30 on Friday night. Then things are a little different for the Saturday afternoon show, right?
Yeah, Saturday afternoon, we slow it down. It's antiques. It's anything 1960 or older. We run weight classes from your really light stuff, 3,000-pounders, which are just little tiny tractors, to 13,000-pound farm locals. Now, of course, the farm locals are a little newer than 1960, but we got to get the local guys a little bit of action, too.
Yeah, you bet. All right, so Friday night's at 6:30, then Saturday afternoon is at 1 p.m. What's the admission for these, Dave?
So Friday night we charge $10 per person, and 10 and under are free. We don't charge for the little kids because we know they probably don't get as much out of it.
You're right.
Saturday for that antique show, there is no charge.
Oh.
You're welcome to come and watch for free.
Awesome. We
like to keep that wide open. That's the only thing that we donate back out of that.
Well, very good. Well, in order to do that, you guys got some great sponsors who help put this on so that it can be an event like that. Give us who the sponsors are for this event.
Well, the sponsors that are marquee sponsors are Rink Seed Sales, Tom Spoglinski, Algonquin Power Service, which is one of the windmill companies in the area, Star of the West Milling Company, which they're all over Michigan. They're a great sponsor. Nobis AgriScience, another great sponsor. They do a lot of stuff for the farming community. Robbie Eisler Trucking, he's been a sponsor for as long as we've been doing this. If you come and visit us, you'll see his trucks there. And East Huron Ambulance, they donate a lot by just showing up and making sure that we're safe at this event. That's their role in all this.
Excellent. 13th annual Port Hope Modified and Antique Truck and Tractor Pull Friday night, 6:30, and then the antiques on Saturday at 1 p.m. in downtown Port Hope. My guess is you can't miss it. Just follow the signs.
That's exactly right. We're small town, so it's hard to miss us. And keep in mind, there's concessions on the site. You want a good burger or a hot dog or brat, they're right there at the pole.
There you go. You've got it all. No doubt about that. Happening Friday night and Saturday afternoon in Port Hope. Dave Coughlin. Dave, it's been a pleasure talking to you, my friend, and hopefully we get a lot of people in Port Hope for this big weekend.
That would be awesome. We would love to see that.